Anyone want to volunteer to remind me what SIF we were up to?
Official.
It's good to always be in the mood of Chazara. That we did SIF Dalet already? Could it be the last time we read the SIF Dalet?
No.
No. Anyone? This is, by the way, a test.
That was towards the end of SIF Aleph.
Towards the end of SIF Aleph.
I think we talked about
other Sifkin. Yeah, we did Sifkin. No, maybe Mr. Shearer.
You did.
Okay, fine.
Almost doing did sort of the battle.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
the
same.
You said you had brought
them
from other places, but we
didn't
actually finish
off.
You quoted. You said you had
quoted
from further ahead,
but
you didn't actually finish
off. Right, oh, right, for sure. Okay, I think, but we read Sifkin, right, Moshe? Okay, great. So let's do Dalet. Doesn't matter. Dalet is a 3-second Sif. Vires are Shabachavis, even if we read it, Wachazva, Eno Niyachulo Tzia. If the metal faucet is like stuck and you can't get it out, then since that's not considered, remember, so Gimel, the whole question is when do you stop it up? It's considered part of the barrel, and now you're fixing the barrel. And when is it just the stopper? It's a separate chefza. And of course, you're allowed to take one chefza off another chefza. So when does it become one chefza united, and when is it two separate cheftas? So Barza is two separate cheftzas, therefore, even if you have to knock it very hard, you have to take another piece of metal and knock it, probably what you do is you knock it in, and then the other, you get the wine out of the other piece of metal, that is still mutter. The Ramah adds a chumer here, v'vach lo yah barza risho neged ha-shmarim. What's the chumer, the Ramah? That a barza has the same restrictions, has the same din as any other stima. I mean, don't say a barza is more makil than a regular stima. And don't say a regular stima. Oh, it depends, remember? True. Depends if it's by the sediment or it's higher up. But a barza is always mutter to knock out because a barza is like a separate inyan. No, a barza is the same as any other stima. So he says if the barza was near the bottom of the barrel where the sediment is and has a ton of weight and can still withstand it, it's considered part of the barrel and knocking it out is usser. But if the barza is above the sediment, so it only has most of the weight on it, but not all the weight, then it's not considered such a strong closure, and it's considered a separate chefza, and you're allowed to knock it out. It's just like taking a cork out of a bottle. Okay, now we're up to Sif Hei. Sif Hei. The motor litain chana cholul bechavis o barza lohotzi yayin afish lohoye bomei olam. You're allowed to put a hollow reed or bamboo stick or something, or a faucet into a barrel to get the wine out using it, even though it was never there beforehand. This is actually a big machlokas in the Gemara. What's the basic point? The basic chiddush is that putting something, like putting basically, it's like a faucet of some sort, this kind of cholo. Putting a faucet into the barrel is not considered building. It's just considered like putting a kind of bottle cap or something, but that's not considered a maisa of building. What's the machlokas in the Gemara? That is pashut. But the machlokas in the Gemara is whether we make a gzeira that you might come to fix up the tube. You might take that hollow reed or something and fix it up, and that would be usser. And we paskin lakula. The machlokas here is about what they call dechatcha velo mitakna. This is a machlokas, and we paskin mutter. That we're not gozer. If it's cut, but not fixed. It's mutter, we're not gozer that you will fix it. What does it mean, cut and not fixed? So here is a three-way machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim on the Gemara there, exactly what is mutter. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Rashi says, it is already, but not insert it. That's the machlokas. Can you insert it if it, the tube, let's call it a tube, is already just not inserted? Can you insert it? The answer is yes. Rabbeinu Hananel seems to be much more, okay, let's go in order. The Rambam is a little more Meidel. The Rambam says, and we'll see this comes down to the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says it needs some fixing, meaning it could use some cutting, some final touches, some reshaping. It needs some fixing. Right? It needs some fixing. But you can insert it as is. Meaning, even though he's a little more makil, Rashi's not explicit, but Rashi doesn't say mefurish, a makil, even if he could use a little fixing. He just says, if it's not put in, you can put it in. The Rambam says, even though he could use a little fixing, and you might think it's Zera, so you'll fix it up a little, no, a makil, you can put it in, and it'll be a little awkward, it won't be such a perfect fit. Rabbeinu Hananel is very, very makil here. Rabbeinu Hananel says that you can even fix the tube manually, that means with your hand, but not with a knife or other kind of kli. So Rashi says, oh, the whole heter is putting it in. You can put it into the barrel. It's not also to put it into the barrel. The Rambam says you can put it into the barrel, but the Chiddush is even though it can use a little trimming or something, we still trust you to put it into the barrel and not trim it. Rabbeinu Hananel says, not only can you put it into the barrel, you can even fix it a little as long as you don't use a knife. You just do it with your hands. That's not considered fixing. How do we paskin? So we see in the Shulchan Aruch, well, he doesn't say like the Rabbeinu Hananel. He doesn't say you're allowed to fix it at all, just that you're allowed to put it into the barrel. In the Mishnah Brura there, he says, in Chafalif Yafal, so he starts out with Rashi, even though you never know, like, what's Rashi's hetcha? You can insert it. You never know. Maybe you might want to fix it if it turns out it doesn't fit. Like, there's a small shash that you might end up fixing it. It's still mutter. But the Mishnah Brura paskins, like the Rambam, more than Rashi, not just you're allowed to insert it, even though there's a chash rochok, you might fix it, but not like Rabbeinu Hananel. You're not actually allowed to fix it, like the Rambam. Even though it for sure could use a little fixing, we trust you to put it in, and when that goes there, that you will fix it. Okay, that's the first part of Sif Hei.
How does all this jar to open up last week regarding opening up things?
This has nothing to do with opening up things. Assuming that there's already a hole you're allowed to open. Let's say there's a hole that's just corked. But you want to put a tube into it so you can get the wine out nicely. So this is saying, what it's saying is putting the tube in the barrel is not considered fixing. Fixing is if you nail the tube to the barrel. Just sticking a tube in the barrel is not fixing. It's like putting a funnel into a bottle. Or, you know, if I have a, you know, sometimes you have a little spout you stick in. That's not considered fixing. Because it's just sticking it into the hole. It's not really building something new.
Why do you think it was a problem opening up a soda can?
No, a soda can, you are making a hole in the actual can. Here, we're not dealing with that at all. There's already a hole in the barrel. You're just sticking in a tube. Okay.
The tube. The question here is whether the tube exists as an opening or not. So you're telling me that the tube is less of a teakun, they're just pushing down that thing on the can?
Yes, because you're not changing the barrel. You're just putting a tube in it. And the whole shash is you might cut the tube. But no one thinks putting a tube in the barrel is fixing. If I would have a bottle of soda and I had some sort of spout that I stuck in to the top of the barrel of soda, the bottle of the soda, and then I could pour through it, that would be fine. Because I'm not changing the bottle. That's not fixing. If the bottle stays the same, I just put an external object inside. It's very lumpish. It's a different chefza.
You're making a chibur between two things.
Okay, so this is the chiddush of the Gemara that even when you put two things together to make a kli, that is binyan, right? If you take the hand and the wood, what do you call it? The handle of the hammer. And you put them together, that's usser. If you would take, you know, the legs of the bed and stick them into the main part of the bed, that would be usser. Over here, no, you have a barrel. You're just making a tube to get out of the barrel that's not considered to be making a joint thing. That's considered to be two separate things. I'll be aloha.
It has a totally new shimush once you put the tube in there.
No, it does not. Well, the tube is a tube and the barrel is a barrel. The barrel is the same barrel and the tube is a tube.
Except
that's the Kiddush.
You can't use the barrel before that.
What?
What if you intended to be there forever?
That's a fascinating question. If you intended to be there forever. It's still mutter. But look at the Mishnah Berurah says, and hey, okay, everyone's asking me these questions, why isn't it like that? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkatan, I meant Chaf. He says, Mikomakum nira to also litkoa bisedos. Obviously, you're not allowed to nail it in or do equivalent real work, so taka that would be attaching. But just sticking the tube in, that is not attaching. That's not making something. They're still two separate things.
The barrel.
But that's tkia is the most chamar. So what? And are we machmir in the middle stage also?
What? You mean why isn't he machmir on hiduk atu tkia?
If this is something where tkia would be totally asher, then we should be machmir on hiduk also.
That is a valid question. Meaning, if I nailed it in, the Mishnah Berurah says, Taka, if you nailed it in, it would be a problem. Once we admit that nailing it in is a problem, then why don't we apply everything we saw from the previous simon, is what you're saying. I'm not sure what he would say about this. And the classic tkiah is always nails. What does Rashi say tkiah means? The sichin v'yesedos. I know it's
in the previous.
So tkiah is classic tkiah with nails. The sichin v'yesedos. But it's not sakin v'yesedos like we always read in Rashi. You don't nail something with knives or pegs, right? It's sichin v'yesedos. What is sichin? Where do you see the root word sichin in Targum Onkelos?
Probably in the Mishkan somewhere.
Yes. What word is sichin? No one does Shnayim Kaver Targum with Onkelos anymore nowadays. Me and Rafursky are the only ones left. Okay. What? The yesedos are sikaya, right? Very good. Me, Rafursky, and Avi Lipman. Okay. I'm in good company. Anyway, so sichon v'yesedos are nails and pegs. They're kinds of nails. Okay, exactly what to do. Sichon v'yesedos, the two kinds of nails or pegs we need to get into. There's also an idea of tkiah when you don't use nails, right? If you take the wood of the hammer and hammer it in with another hammer, I guess, to the head, that's also considered tkiah and usher. We saw in the Rambam and the Machaber, but it's only a serious kind of building. So again, back to this: if he admits that tkiah is aser, so why doesn't he aser everything? You know, otu tkiah. I don't know. I can't promise you. For sure.
The Mashmash of Mr. Berurah would be that answer d'areisa, right?
He definitely seems to imply this. The only thing I could think of is that it could be that, one second, the gzeira to extend beyond tkiah is only when there's something that mamish needs to be put together and like either piece is not a kli yet. When you have something that's not a kli, it's just now it has a little tube, maybe then they weren't gozer. They were gozer when you have something that's not a good kli, and you're making it into a kli, then there were gozer that you're likely to come to tkiah. When you have a tube in the barrel, maybe it's not as likely to come to tkiah.
There's no iser binyan if you take something that's considered a kli and you connect it with something else.
No, I said maybe it was no gzeira. But you know what? It's a better question than my answer, because the Gemara's whole concern is fixing the tube, not inserting the tube. Right, so why is it much to insert the tube? So the Mishnah Berurah says tkiah is taka usher insert the tube. So if it's usher insert the tube, it's tkiah. Why is it much to insert the tube behiduk? According to the Mishnah Berurah, according to Chazon Ish, it's fine. According to the Mishnah Berurah, unless you say it's always roughly, but then you think that when he says also let koa heite, he also meant also lahadik. So yesh harbi leish la'ayin, it's an interesting question. We will leave that as a tzarich iyun for now. Okay.
Excuse me for asking again. Simply, it doesn't jive. When the Mishnah Berurah says mishum gemar malacha of what? What do you mean? Gemar malacha in what? Which part?
Gemar Malachim, combining the two of them into one piece.
Mechavetz. In the Chavis, the Gemara Malachim in the Chavis. And therefore, if you didn't tokeya, you were still doing something in the Chavis. But why is that different? The barrel was used
That's exactly Yom's question.
No.
Okay.
The barrel was used for storage, and it can't be. You can't use it to drink from. Right? The Coca-Cola thing was used for storage, and you can't. In both cases, you're doing something has to do with the thing that until now you were using for storage. It seems that the thing, just to push that thing down in the cover, is a lot less than using the straw here and fixing it.
Okay, look, we'll leave that bit. Again, the beginning of the answer is clear, that you're not changing the barrel, you're not making a hole in the barrel. But I still hear your question, we'll have to leave Zerchi and move on. Okay, let's go to the second half. It's Zerchi, and maybe we'll figure out the answer. Blee Netter. We'll have a race. Whoever figures out the answer first wins. It always works at home. Okay. Avalitit ala shel hadas. The next was the same gemara here. Kofim vav beis. What about sticking a myrtle leaf, a hadas leaf in a hole? Shel ala also kamarzev, and it's like a spout of some sort. Vayayin zav derech sham, and then the wine goes out that spout. So lo, that is usher. Now this is also clearly not seen as an ishah d'oraisa. You're not really making anything when you stick in a leaf. That's not real building. It's clearly very rough wood. That's for sure. But there's a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara between Rav Yemer and Rav Ashi. The Gemara says something about an iser. This is just the Gemara, right? Iser of aleh shel hadas. Aser. Why? Rav Yemer says shema yitakin marziv. Meaning this isn't really a marzeh, it's just a leaf. A leaf is not building, but you might build a real marzeh, a real spout, and that would be a real act of building, of fixing the clay. However, Rav Ashi, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Brewer, I think, quotes the different Amorim, Rav Ashi says is, Shema Yikdom. No, he's not worried. This is not going to lead you to actually do real building. He's worried that you might pick the leaf. What does pick the leaf mean? Most posts assume it means not that you'll pick the leaf from the tree, you'll just pick the leaf off the branch, even though the branch is already cut. When you pick a leaf off the branch, to eat it, if it's an edible thing, or to smell it, so that we're that is not a malacha. When you pick a leaf off a branch to use it in a kli, that's already, at least the rabbanan, form of malacha, because you're making the leaf into a good kli. That is like breaking a stick to get a toothpick. It's not much of a clean, but it's still a problem. Right? You're allowed to. If you have a little stick and you break it to smell it, that's okay. If you break it to make a toothpick, that's a problem. So likewise here. What malacha is ripping it off?
Oh, I see.
That's what I mean. What's the malacha of ripping a branch, not off a grown tree? What's the malacha of ripping a branch even off of a... ripping a leaf even off a branch in your house? So the answer is, the malacha is, if you're using it for something like a spout, the malacha is making it into a kli.
When you pull off the tree, you're not changing the size of the leaf. So what's the moment that you're making it into a kli when you put it into the spout?
No, when you pick it off the wood with intention to use it as a spout in your barrel. Now it's good for a spout in the barrel. Okay, we'll see. That's not the right. So anyway, how do we pass in? The Gemara says there's an afkamina. What is the nafkamina? So the Bir Alacha points out that, someplace here, that Rabbeinu Chananel has a, the lashon of the Gemara is the nafkamina is what if you already have it. What exactly does that mean? What's the nafkamina? So there's a three-way machlokes we've shown him what the nafkamina is. Rabbeinu Chananel said, the nafkamina is, apologize, if it's already in the barrel. According to Rav Yemer, it's usher to use because it's so nice to have a spout, you might make a real spout. And according to Rav Ashi, it's mutter to use because once it's already in the barrel, like why would you have to pick a leaf? It's already in the barrel. According to Rashi, the machlokas is if It's already prepared. You already have the leaf all prepared to go in the barrel. You're already ready to put the leaf into the barrel. So, Gemara says asur to insert because you might make a real stout. And Ravashi says mutar to insert. If it's already prepared for putting into the barrel, then we're not worried that you will cut it or pick it, etc. Tosos and the Rosh say the manchi, it's already the lashon is manchi, it's there. When Rosh is in the barrel, Rosh says if they're ready to be put in the barrel, Tosos and the Rosh learn a lashon rabin, you have a few leaves. Why? Because even if this one breaks, you have a spare, you won't have to pick it. Right? And then Rav Yemer says usher insert because you might make a spout, and Rav Ash says mutter to insert because even though Rav Choshesh this one might break or get lost, but you have another one. Okay, how do we paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the avalitin ol shal hadas b'nekesh v'chavash she'ha'olah also k'marzev v'yayin zav derasham to put it in, lo, because Rinan Shalo Yatakin Marzev Lieno Shipalayin Latoko Vielachume Rachok. You're not allowed to, says the Machaber. He says, the question is inserting it. And this is the Machaber, just like the Rambam, Pasin's like Rav Yemer. He says it's usher to insert it because you might make a spout, right? You might make a spout because when you fold the leaf and make it like a spout, it looks like it's not really making a spout or a, but it's like making a spout, and we're afraid that it might lead you to build real spouts. How come you're allowed to put the tube in and you're allowed to put a faucet in? Because when you put in the tube or the faucet, you're not changing the shape of the tube or the faucet, just putting it in. But when you take the leaf, you have to fold the leaf to make it into a spout shape. And even though that's klum, that's not real melacha, just curl and fold the leaf to make it into a spout shape, but still, that's already like making a, not inserting a spout, but it's like making a new spout, and we make it zero.
But lechora, inserting a spout that already has its perfect shape would also be fine then. Meaning if the whole issue
it is, that's the kind of hollow, right? That is fine.
No, not like something
well, exactly. A tube and a different kind of spout. Yeah, inserting a pre-made spout is fine. Just building a spout, that's a problem. And this, even though you're doing it the tiniest building, right? you take a leaf and you like fold it. You curl it up. Still, that's the Gzeira, that's Rav Yemer, that's Rav Zakeh Mechaber. Says the Ramah. V'yesh matur nefil v'ol shal hadas v'ol shesh v'har b'ketum v'im lacha shema yiktom. The Ramah, Ashkenazim, passing like the Ramah, who followed the Russian tour. Right? The Rosh and the Torah pass like Rav Ashi. No, it's only Xeri they might pick it. And therefore, if you have many, it is good enough. Says the Beis Yosef, you don't actually need many. You just need like at least one spare. You need the one you're using now plus one spare, and that's good enough, right? We're not Choshesh. Just like by Yom Kippur. We're not Choshesh for two wives. So we're not Choshesh that you'll need a third. Hey, as long as you have one spare, that's good enough. That's what Beis Yosef says. There's a whole deal in the Achronim here, which we're not going to enter right now, which is, there's a whole sugya in Beitza, Daf Lamed Gimel, which is things that are fit for food. Does it count as making a kli? And specifically, what are the things that are only fit for animal food, not human food? If you have things that are fit for animal food, do we say no, that counts as making a kli if you make something useful out of them? Or no, they're really foodstuffs. It's not called making a kli. Now there's a whole discussion. It depends if they're hard or if they're soft. But it seems in the Haskan of the Gemara is that if you take soft animal food and make it into a kli, it doesn't count as making a kli. Because soft animal food is for food. It's not really meant for a kli. It's not really called a kli. It's called a weird temporary use of food. So if you take soft animal food and you make it into a little bit of a kli, like something a little bit useful, Tak of the Gemara seems to say that's mutter. Then they ask, what's the whole problem here in the first place? Why? What's Shema Yiktum in the first place? Why should there ever be an Isser to pick the leaf off the branch and make it into something useful? It's, leaves are fit for feeding to animals. If we had animals, we would feed them leaves all the time, and they're soft. So then there's a whole discussion here in the Magen Avraham, the Taz, quote the Ran, who has a Chumra here, he says, meaning, why would Yiktum even be a problem? Well, we pass in Shema Yiktum. If you have one, it's also because you might pick a second. If you have two or more, it's mutter. But why is it usher to pick a second? That's just making something useful of soft animal food, which is mutter. So the answer is, this is the big chiddush of the Ran. No, if you make something purely out of soft animal food, that doesn't count as a kli. That's not a kli. But if you have a barrel and you just add a piece of soft animal food, it is the derech that you might like be mashlim something. I mean, you wouldn't build a kli out of soft food. That doesn't count as a kli. But you might add a little piece to be mashlim a kli with a piece of soft food, as long as most of a kli is made of hard, durable materials. And therefore, if you were coating, the taka would be an iser, maybe only drabana, but at least an iser, because you have a hard thing and you're just adding one soft piece. But if you take soft animal food in the first place and make something useful out of it, that would not be considered making a kli. I mean, I don't know how lamaisa that is, because I can't think of any useful kli we want nowadays that you can make out of breaking a piece of soft animal food. But theoretically, that's the Ron's kasha, and his answer that there's a difference between making the whole kli out of soft food and just adding a little piece of soft food to a hard kli. Okay, continuing in Sif Vav. Motu lahatz rosh hachavz besayif, delav lepetam cham. And these are the details on the Gemara, daf kof and vav and aleph, of Sif Aleph. When, if you, in a barrel, when is it considered to be just breaking the barrel? And when is it considered to be making a mechavi for a petach? Okay, now, again, these might not correspond totally to our metzias, because we don't really have barrels. We'll see how much they correspond to our metzias. What does he say here? You're allowed to chop off the top of the barrel, like just slice off the top of the barrel with a sword, because that's, obviously, you're not trying to make it open. It came in the Mesher Rosa, because you're taking off the whole thing. Here we have a bit of a machlokas, the Beis Yosef takes on the tour what we're talking about. Because in the Gemara has a chiluk between breaking the magufa, the stopper, and the actual barrel. And we're more machmer by making a hole in the barrel than we are by making a hole in the stopper, in the lid, the magufa. So, in the mechaber, what are you allowed to chop off the top of? The chavis or the magufa? Chavis. But the Torah said you're allowed to chop off the top of the magufa. So, it's unclear. Does the Torah mean you're only allowed to chop off the top of the magufa and not the chavis? So, all the achronim, including the Shabur and all the earlier achronim here, say no. They say, really, it's not even necessarily machlokas. Really, they both agree. Why do they both agree? What are you allowed to chop off? Right? So, what is this called? Hatozas. Hatozas Rosh Habegufa. That's always mutter.
Could you explain to me what the difference between the?
Oh, sure. There's a chavis. There's a barrel, and and on top of the barrel, there is a hole. Might be on the whole barrel. Might be on part of the barrel, and you put a stopper and cemented it in.
Was the barrel covered or wasn't covered?
Oh, the barrel is covered with the magufa. With a separate piece. Meaning, unlike, okay, let me explain. Unlike, there are two ways you can have a cover of a barrel. You can have a barrel that was just made from scratch and it's all one piece. Like cans, which Yoni keeps disagreeing with the Chazon Ish says, cans, the way they make them, they all look like one piece. Or you could have a barrel that's one piece. That's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing, for the sake of just getting all the details, a barrel that they made without a top. Or they made with a top and someone cut a hole in the top when they used it the first time. Right? So pashtus, you have to make a barrel. I think you have to make a barrel without a top. Otherwise, how do you put things into it in the first place? Right? So pashtus, you have to make a barrel before you fill the barrel, right? You make a barrel, then the potter puts it in the oven, etc. You got to get a hole in it somehow, otherwise how do you fill it in the first place, right? So
like a can that's made with a top.
Okay. Let me address Yoni just so I can send him off with a patch. It's always good if you're going to Chutzlertz to go with a patch, so you don't go to Chutzlertz in a good mood. Meaning, according to the Chazon Ish, you're welcome to disagree with the Chazon Ish, but I think the Chazon Ish makes sense here. He says, since the way they put the lid on the can is like derech of binyan of a thing in the first place, it's like one piece. That would be comparable. I don't know if this would really work. I'm not a potter. But let's say you have like a barrel without a top. And then you like made more mud and like put it on the top and then baked it in the kiln again and fixed it up. I'm not sure that would work, but theoretically if it would, that would be like the tunican. That would be all one piece. But that's not what we're talking about now. What we're talking about now is there's a hole on top of the barrel, and then the guy just made a separate piece of magufa and just smeared some cement or something to attach it.
What is a magufa?
That, what?
A magufa is...
Magufa. Magufa.
What is a magufa?
Magufa is a stopper.
Stopper.
Okay. Is a stopper, a cover. You just smear a little Devek, and you stick the magufa onto the barrel, and now it's sealed. But it clearly is not, doesn't look like it's one piece. It looks like two separate pieces. That's why magufa is more kal than breaking the barrel itself. Because it's obvious to everyone that it's a separate piece.
What does it mean, breaking the barrel? What
interest? You could drill a hole in the barrel, or you could drill a hole in the magufa.
You just said that the barrel does not have a cover.
No, here's the barrel, right? Let's say it has part of the cover. One second. Here's the barrel, and... here is a magufa, and it's smeared, it's attached. So, and here's my drill. My drill is black. I could drill a hole in the barrel. I could drill a hole in the top of the barrel. I could drill a hole in the side of the magufa, the top of the magufa. I could slice off the top of the barrel, or I could slice off the top of the magufa.
What does that mean, you sliced off the top of the barrel?
With a sword.
It's a halal.
What?
The barrel is a halal. What does it mean, sliced off?
What do you mean? I just drew you a picture.
No, it's a picture. You can draw it from today to tomorrow. A barrel has a halal in it. Only if you have a cup, you have something to slice. What does that mean?
The side.
The depth of the side.
Yeah, look what I did. I'm not just sliced. I sliced off the top 10%.
You're talking about cutting air. You have the sides of the barrel, so that, whatever, that's the sides of the barrel. Inside, it's all air. So you're telling me you slice the air? Well, you're talking about you slice those two things at the side.
Those two things, but it all goes around 360 degrees.
But that's not your picture.
Okay.
No, because you're trying to make a distinction between a cover and a magufa. I don't think there's any distinction. There's one thing.
You are welcome to... you are welcome to invite the Taz over for Pesach and get together and decide there's no difference in the magufa and the chavis in a chanami.
I didn't say that.
But what the other saying is disagree.
I didn't say that. I'm saying that the terminology that you're using is confusing.
Okay.
Because if there's only one thing, it's a magufa, it's called a cover. There's
okay, no magufa is a cover. Great.
There's no two things.
There's great, there's a barrel and a cover. Great, okay.
Does a chavis necessarily mean like a wooden barrel ever?
No, it's a cheres barrel.
It's a cheres, so could it be like a bottle? It comes up to the top and then you cork it like a wine bottle. Maybe a little bit bigger, imagine.
This seems to be more permanent.
Yeah, chaviot seem to not be exactly like barrels, but like bottles. I mean, you can make any shape you want out of cheres, right? Ki neke cheres, ki neke chomer, via the yotzer, etc.
So would it be easier to think that it's a wine
bottle? But I don't think that's what barrels look like. Stam barrels were like more rectangularish. I mean, they're obviously round a little, but they were not like bottles. Okay, I thought I drew a beautiful picture here with a barrel and a magufa of some sort. Right, you could slice the magufa if it's sticking out a little, or you could slice the barrel. What? Yeah. Anyway.
Stam barrel is cheres and not wood.
Stam barrel is cheres in the Gemara's days, for sure. Remember, didn't the Rishonim just mechalkin wood and cheres and sif gimel or beis? I apologize. Yeah, and gimel, right? Bechavishal eitz. In the Rishonim's days, they had pocket bechavishal eitz and they made a chiluk. But in the Gemara, chavios are all cheres. Everything in the Gemara is cheres until proven otherwise. Just go look at any archaeological site, and you'll see. Okay. Anyway, so cutting off the top of the gufa is for sure mutter. What's the chiddush? The chiluk beis Yosef makes it on my mishnah word. Everyone mutter afilu bechavish shlema. Even if it's a whole barrel, and we learned that according to everyone but the Kurd Lechaber against the Grutz, usher to break a whole barrel because yesh shosir bekalim, yesh ben yustir bekalim. But if it's hard, if it's strong. But the magufa, that you can always break the magufa. The magufa doesn't count the steer of kalem because it's just a stopper. It's not a kli. It's not itself a kli. However, hatazas rosh hachavis, we say is mutter bin mustaki and aser in a whole barrel, because, again, the Groma disagree, but when the Chaber, as we saw, Yesh Ben Yuskir B'Kalim, if it's strong, and therefore, the Chiddush here is, and that's what the Beis Yosef reads into the Torah, and the Shabrur and the other are going to bring down, the barrel itself, since we pass in Yesh Ben Yuskir B'Kalim, you can only chop off the top of the barrel if it's Mustaki, not if it's a good barrel. But the Magufa is never a chosh of like a good Kli. Magufa is just a stopper, therefore, you can slice off the top of the Magufa and not worry. Now, what else do we see here? The Shulchan Aruch continues. Aval delav lepesach mechavin came shemeser rosha. You are not intending to make a pet. How do we know to only look at this from a steerer perspective? Maybe it's making a pesach. Maybe it's bone and makir patish. The answer is obviously if you chop off the whole thing, you don't intend to. You don't intend to make an opening because you're just chopping off the whole thing. Here, the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei quotes a tremendous chumra, Lani's Daiti at least, from the El Yerava quoting the Marshal Yamshel Shlomo. If you look back at Yamshel Shlomo, he doesn't explain why he's so sure of this. But says the Mishnah Berurah, when we say that it's mutter to chop off the adds the Mishnah Berurah, only if you have guests. That's the Chumrah the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Eliyahu Rabbah, quoting the Maharshal. Why? Because otherwise, maybe you're intending to improve the barrel. Maybe you're intending to make it a short barrel. You want to make a Pesach Yafet. When do we assume that your kavan is not for Pesach? When you have guests, just chopping off the top of the barrel means, guys, eat whatever you want. Come on, I'm like chopping with swords. Look how little I care how much gets eaten here. So if you have guests, then your kavana is to be generous to the guests. If you don't have guests, though, then mistami, your kavana is to make a nice, you take a sword, so you make a nice opening on top of the barrel, and you're just now making a shorter barrel with a big opening, and he's choshesh lahachmir. Okay. That is a big chumrah, but the Mishnah Berurah says so. Lemaisa doesn't apply to us anymore because we don't really have barrels so much, and we wouldn't open things with swords so much. Okay, continuing. He says, Aval a nakva b'tzida, remember, making a nekev is usher. Bein shel chavis, bein shel magufa, usher, afilu baromach, she'os a nekev gadol, in a doma el pesach, kem shem mitzida vada el pesach, ka mechavi. Okay, here we get into some machlokos. Well, machlokes amarah, machlokes rishonim. We'll just stick with, since it's not solamaisa, with how we paskin, which is nekev bitzad, bein chavis, bein megufa, va'afilu beromach, a spear, aser mishum kavanas pesach. That's the chiddush. If you make a hole in the side is the right place to make a hole. The side is the place where people have come on and make a hole. Why? Because they just want to take things out, they break the top. When people break the side, it's because they want to make a hole. And therefore, the finish is, even if you're just making the side of the magufa, and even if you are you're using a spear instead of a nice cutting ground cutting tool and you're making like a bad hole, we still assume your kavanah is to make a hole, and it is a problem. The likov hamagufa l'mala motor d'lav pesach mechavin she'ein derech l'as pesach l'mala and notel kol hamagufa. How about nekev l'mala on the top? What is this lotion here? Likov l'mala. Okay. How about nekev l'mala, meaning on the top of the magufa? That's mutter. That's not kavanas pesach. Then you're not trying to make a pesach. Whoever makes a hole on top is not a does not have the kavana of the pesach. If you really wanted a pesach, you would just remove the magufa. The Rishonim also write that no one makes a pesach on top because then all the dirt falls in. You want to make a pesach on the side so that the dirt won't fall in. So therefore, your kavana is not for a pesach. Your kavana is just to access your food, and therefore it is mutter. What is controversial here is, what about what about nekev lemala bechavis atzmo of its atzma. What does it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch? What does it sound like in the Shulchan Aruch? Well, what does it say about Lamala? Lamala only in the Magufa as much, or even in the Chavis? What?
Sounds like a Dasa.
This is Taka Machlokas Rav Huna Rav Chisda in the Gemara. The Rishonim are not clear how they paskin. It's basically Machlokas here. The Taz says Mutter, and the Taz is not Machal between the Magufa and the Chavis. However, all the other Achronim say it is Aser. All the other Achronim say it's Aser, and this is how we paskin, like all the Achronim against the Taz. That's what the Shabura says. And what does the logic seem to be? The logic seems to be in the Magen Avraham, you have to read him with some of his Mefarshim, that in the Megufa, since the Megufa is not really a Kli, you're really starting with the Drabanan to start with. So the Megufa itself is not a Kli. You're really starting with an Ishtar Rabbanan to start with. So then if it's an Ishtar Rabbanan to start with, and it's on top, which is not the normal place for a hole. And
why isn't the Megufa a Kli?
Because the Megufa is just a stopper.
You said before Megufa is a cup. So the whole last week we were talking about covers, and what can the new one include?
No, that is a cover that has a special shape and is specially designed to screw on and screw off, etc. Obviously, if you make a pot cover that matches the pot, you're making a cleat. Here we're just talking about a little thing that you have to that you cement on. That's not considered a cleat gomer. That's what the Magen Avraham says in Sivkat and something here. Megufa shani minachomis dafinu mayose nekav shemegufa lahaps lohotzi lo mechayev. He thinks that a Magufa is only Drabbanan to start with, because a Magufa itself is not a Kli. Don't say you're fixing the barrel, because the Magufa is not part of the barrel. It's a separate lid. Since making a hole in a lid is not like making a hole in a Kli. Making a hole in a lid is only Drabbanan, plus you add that your Kavana is not to make a hole. Your Kavana is just to get what's inside. Plus, even if your Kavana was to make a hole, it would probably only be to get things out, and not to put things both ways. So, they were Matir Legamre. However, in the Chavis itself, since a real hole in the Chavis could be a Chash Yisra Doraisa, therefore, they assered all holes in the chavis, and if you want to get what's in the chavis, you just have to stop and break it.
At what point is the Magufa considered one with the chavis? I mean, if, like we said, if you solder it on, or if you bake it on in a kiln onto the chavis, isn't that when you mitchaber like tekach that it's not one kli?
No. No, you're only mechaber. You weren't mechaber. So Magufa is not so well attached. It's not attached so well.
Can you connect the Magufa to a chavis of Shabbos?
Perhaps yes.
The Mishmer Brura understands that a Magufa is not attached to the chavis.
Where do you see the Mishmer saying the Magufa is not attached?
Shall I read it to you?
Yes, please.
Which Simon? Which Sif?
I don't know. Which Sifkatan?
Chaf Gimel, the second part. V'im yirtzeh latziz rak rosh ha-Magufa levad afilu v'chavit shlema shari v'lo mikre shvira kivan she'inan l'chuberet l'chavit. B'mamar Muzgar, I think that until we understand fully what the Gemara and Rishonim meant by Magufa and Chavis, it's very hard to understand the application of this.
I think I understand what a Magufa is. A Magufa is the stopper of the barrel. No, Magufa is definitely not leather. Magufa is definitely not leather. Does Rash say anything about Magufa? Probably not. He thinks we all know what a Magufa means. Not so much.
You just used the word lid. All our cans have a lid.
All our cans have a lid. Okay.
And it has nothing, and it's not made at the same time as the can is.
So maybe those are lumagufas. Not the cans when they come out of the factory.
All cans are not made in one piece by definition.
No, but the Chazon Ish says they're attached so well.
I understand.
That it's not like a magufa.
I understand what the Chazon Ish says.
Okay.
But now we're trying to compare it to these things. A can is made with a lid. It's just that the lid is on strongly, but you can't say that at the time they made the can, they made the lid, because it doesn't work that way.
Okay, and Hanami, that's the Chazon Ish's chiddush about cans, that since they attach the lid so well, it's not like a magufa, it becomes like part of the can. It's like a stima keneged hashmara. Stima keneged hashmara is part of the kli. But a magufa is not keneged hashmara, it's not part of the kli. Now, I know, could you attach a magufa so strongly that it would be considered mechuberes? Maybe. But here we're talking about a magufa that's lightly attached to the barrel, and therefore it's not considered like part of the barrel. Okay. Yeah. Yes?
The last line in Shulchan Aruch is Mutar Delav Petach Lechaben, She'en Derech Lazot Petach Lamala.
Yeah.
And then he says, Ela Notel Kol Magufa. But Mashma from that, you could say like the Taz, he's saying the Derech to make a Petach is not Lamala, so you're doing a Chavit. No? Even in the Chavit, why would you make
a
Because you take the Magufa off.
And a Chanami, but it's pretty clear in the Beis Yosef that he holds that that way. Okay.
You just gave a svara that there's a difference between something that you're just using to take something out and something that you're going to put in.
Everyone knows the Gemara that if you get two-way opening, that's the right. So one-way opening is only Drabana. That was what the Magen Avraham mentioned here at Gavurcha.
So then all what we discussed last week doesn't even start. It's all the
Gemara. No, because one-way openings are so usher Drabana. We're only making here and say if other factors.
I said. The starting point is at the Rabbana.
Correct.
And all the point to this svara. So we have to, what we said last week, there's absolutely no point where you're even close to the Dora.
Except in cans, according to the Chazon Ish, because he says since they were had no opening at all, then it would be considered a Doraisa, even if it was not a two-way opening. But you're right, except for that wild Chiddush, which I'm not saying we pass him like the Chazon Ish, you're absolutely right. I mean, unless you intended to reuse something, obviously. Okay. Now, again, if we look, compare this, let me just chazer for a second. If we compare this to the shilas of modern-day packages, the one we see here, that you can break something, but you can't, like, make any kind of hole in the side. You can't take off the whole top if you don't have guests, according to the Mishnah Berurah. It seems like many of the ways we open our packages would be usur, but as I pointed out last time, that gets into a machlokas ha poskim based on the fact that our modern day packages are disposable and the barrels in the time of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber were not disposable. And just to chazer the different opinions, we had Rav Vadya who said, since our modern day packages are disposable, then any opening. Throughout Sivan, any opening is automatically not considered a Pesach because you're just going to take out what's inside and dispose of it. That's not making a Kli, that's not a Pesach. Disposable is not a Pesach. We have the Chazon Ish says anything where you take it out little by little is a Pesach. What's the difference if you reuse it a million times or you just reuse it by taking it out in many spoonfuls? Taking it out half now and half in 5 minutes, that's also reusing it. Everything is a Pesach. And we had the Rabbi Willie Paskin, like the Orlitzian, Rabbi Sian Abishol, who said that it depends. If you just stop making a hole that's not special, then since it's disposable, that's not considered Pesach, and you can throw out Sitbah. But if you're making a special hole, like in a soda can, then he is more Machmir. Okay. Let's go to Zion. Are we ready to go? There's a Mishnah Berurah here. Let us. Look at the Mishnah Berurah here, who brings down a very important makor, which is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but is crucially important. And everyone read with me, it's a very small Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham, it's a little later. I'm about to tell you, I'm just stalling till I look it up. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Chaf Hei says, halfway through Chaf Hei, Umutar Gamkin the Kroho Ormeal Pichavishal Yayin. Let's say you had a barrel of wine that didn't have Magufa on it, it had a leather cover. You made a leather cover on the barrel, it's mutter to rip the leather. As long as you're not trying to make a spout, Tosefta. Tosefta says you're allowed to rip the leather, you're allowed to cut, tear the leather cover of a barrel, as long as you're not trying to make a spout. Ah, What? Now, clearly, there's no malacha here about Sias Pesach. Right? The barrel is a barrel. You're just hearing some leather temporary, cover. Obviously, there's no havmi to call this making an opening in the barrel. The barrel is the same barrel. You just cut some leather. But what avalacha would you think you just violated here? Korea. After all, you did Korea, right? Leather is something that Chronim prove. Leather is a substance which the malach of Korea is shaykh to. The malach of Korea is not shaykh to wood. If I break wood, that's not Korea. Might it be mechatech, might it be bona, might it be soser, might it be makim of hatish, depending on the circumstances. But it's certainly not Korea. But leather and fabrics and soft things, soft pliable sheets, are shash of Korea. So why isn't it an isser of Korea? And here we have three or four fundamentally different ways of explaining, Moshe, why does not Isser Korea, and this is going to be very relevant for all types of packages which are made of terrible materials as opposed to breakable materials. Right? For all packages made of soft materials like paper, cardboard, soft plastic, etc. So we might have said, well, you can never open those, because that's Korea. Forget about all the other, forget about bone and soser, makom patish. That's Korea, but we see here, not so pushit. There's a hetzer of Korea.
Maybe you can define for us what Korea means.
Ah, that's going to be part of the issue.
No, even before the issue.
Okay, we think...
The Mishnah talks about Tofer and Korea Manat Lidpar. Where is there any connection between this Korea and the Mishnah?
So, I think I mentioned this briefly. The Gemara has in, it's in Ha'orig, right, Gino? Yeah, in the beginning of Ha'orig on Kofei Amid Beis, Korea Bachamaso Uvavelo Vialmeso Chayev. Someone who tears his clothing because he's angry, or because Lo Aleinu, Rachmana Litzlan, because Vavelos is Chayev. Now, I'm not getting into all the lumbus, but the simple shot of that Gemara is that even though your intention is just to rip something because of avelos or because of displaying your anger to someone, nonetheless, that's kind of, that's an avalach the rice of Korea.
But it's still in something that shayach tofer.
Ah, okay. That is a good ha'ara. That is a good ha'ara. You'll lend me 5 minutes. Now, the leather, though, in the barrel, Zev's not helping for. Because leather in the barrel is something that's for sure shayach tofer, right? It's easy to imagine the old days, someone tear the leather in the barrel, and then they put it on another barrel and sew it up. Right? So leather, you're not helping for yet. Leather in a barrel is for sure sewable. Even nowadays, you can sew leather. Again, nowadays we don't sew so many things just because we're spoiled. Anything that's ripped, we throw in the garbage. But you could sew leather as well as you can sew a shirt or pants. And sometimes people have this. You have a leather couch that gets a cut, so you sew it up. So it's lo min hanimna. Okay, so why isn't an avalach of Korea here? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says his famous chiddush in Korea takes all Malachas Korea and puts it in a new light. What's the famous chiddush, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Alter Rebbe in Korea? Anyone, General Bikias?
So famous, so if you know
two things that we put together.
Exactly, says the, right, Heter, Kriyas, or She'al Gabe Chavis. One derech is the famous Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says it's not a malach of Korea to tear a piece in half. The malach of Korea is only tearing a seam. Korea has to be something that was tougher. So if I just tear something not on the seam, that's not the malach of Korea. The malach of Korea is only when I tear a seam over here, meaning a seam could be glued also, right? The two things are glued together. But since I'm tearing it, not on the seam, that's not the malach of Korea. Korea is only when you tear apart two separate things that were attached together. When you tear one piece in half, that's not Korea. Tremendous chiddush of Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? It's not Korea to tear one piece in half. This has a tremendous kula. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, if I just stop tear things, that's not. If I tear a piece of paper, that's not Korea. If I tear your shirt, not on the seam, that's not Korea. Tremendous chiddush. Makes a lot of things not Korea.
So what about a veil?
What?
Is it tearing the seam by a veil?
No, you generally tear. He would have to assume that the person tore on the seam. Yeah.
How do you understand modern manufactured fabrics that are made up? Meaning, is
what do you
meaning?
Meaning everything is a chibur of fabrics. Meaning it's not a seam as we know a seam.
No, but even in the old days it was a chibur of fabrics.
No, leather is leather.
No, tiny threads, right? That's the one piece. That's if you weave it, that's one piece. That's a tremendous chiddush in Shulchan Aruch around here.
It's also chumra about the heat seals.
Okay, good. This has a chumra and a kula. This has a kula in general Korea, but a chumra in food packages. How does Tovia know about the Shulchan Aruch Rav? Mistama, because he knows someone who keeps the chumra of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Perhaps even more than one person, but it all comes from the same source, right? Who is that person? Rav Lichtenstein, right? Everyone at the Gush knows that Rav Lichtenstein's machmor in this. What's Rav Lichtenstein's chumra?
So can we just go over it?
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
The chumra is that. What's the chumra? There's no heter to tear packages. There's no chumra. It's only mutter to cut packages in the middle of the wrapper. But there's no heter, this is totally against the minhag olam, to separate where two pieces are glued.
Even though it's one piece that's mitchaber to itself?
Even if it's one, that's an interesting question. You mean like a potato chip bag?
Or any wrapper?
Or many kind, most kinds of wrappers. That is, Taka, a very good question. Let's see if I have a lush and a Shulchan Aruch Rav on my phone. Shulchan Aruch Rav. Let's see what his lashon is. Good point. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it is in Siman Shin Mem, Seif Yud Zayin. He says, I hope. Mishum Korea ain Israel Tshav Korea Mafer Gufim Rabbi Mishum Is Chabru. He going Korea Begad Arug Mechutin. Ah, okay, I take it back. Sorry. And if she calls me Ketuk Mishum Korea, I mean Tamza Motzah the Korah. Or okay, I take back what I said to you before. Good thing we looked it up. We Tamza. Second, what just happened? I went up to the top. Mitam ze hakorea. Motzel kor shol pichav shol yayin. Or gaf echav lo shayich lo iser kriya lo iser achitoch im machbet lachachro be mida. He talks about gufim rabim shenis chabru. I mean, a wrapper is one guf. It just was wrapped around and closed. So what would he say about that? And that is a good... So first of all, let me just take this back for a second. It is not Korea to tear a piece of leather or paper or wrapper, right? What are wrappers made of? They're not always paper. In half. He says, like you were saying before. He says, it's Korea to tear fabrics because they're made of many threads and you're separating threads from threads. It's Korea to tear up two pieces of paper that are glued together. But it's not Korea to tear a piece of leather or paper or wrapper in half because you're separating one goof and not two goofing. Okay, so kula in general, what's the kula? That it's never Korea to tear a paper or something like a paper. Right, if I just take a piece of paper and tear it to shreds, that's not Korea, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's the Kula. But the Chumra is that the heter of the barrel is only because I'm tearing something that's one piece. But if I'm separating two different pieces, it's Usser. Now you have to get to the question, what about the wrappers, right? That's the cycle of error. But where, for example, would you see a chumra in this? So Rav Lichtenstein is a famous chumra. So therefore, this is Rav Lichtenstein's minhag. It is usser to peel off the top of the yogurt. You know how you like just peel off the top of the yogurt, it's glued? Hold on, that's tofer. You glued one piece onto another piece. That's also according to Shulchan Aruch Rav.
The bottom's not shaykh to tofer.
But the top is. And that's I think they understand that that's still usher. So that would be the chum.
Even though two separate materials.
Even though two separate things, but it's glued. Glue is tofer. And glue is korea. Tearing glued thing is korea. And there's no heter, meaning there's no heter of tearing for food here. Right? There's nothing to do with food. That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It has nothing to do with food.
So he would the say, heter like, here, let's say on the instant coffee, they have the
that's usher.
That's also
you can cut it, but you can't peel it.
Interesting.
That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. No,
most people.
No one holds this way. Only briskers are master for this. Maybe Lubavitchers.
Is that a hard thing to assault?
What?
Is that a hard thing to assault?
That is a hard thing to assault. Thing. So yesh ladun. Yesh ladun. I know Rav Lichtenstein things master in this, and so are a couple of Talmidim.
In the Hadroch, they're master. They announce it.
Really? Okay. Look at that. Doesn't depend on Shabbos it is. They announce it on Ramadan Shabbos? Okay. Serhiya.
When they start serving dairy things, then
okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll check the Shabbos first chance. Last Shabbos. Okay, Lemaisa, this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has a tremendous chiddush. He says the heter here is not because of the food, the heter here is because it's not a Maisa Kriya. That's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is that it's not because of food, but because it's not a Maisa Kriya.
What do you mean not because of food?
The heter, the reason it's mutter to tear open the leather on the barrel is not because there's food inside. It has nothing to do with being food. Everyone else assumes the heter has to do with it being food inside. Everyone else assumes the heter is because of the food inside.
What's special about food? Aha,
okay, so the mainstream opinion, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and the Chazon Ish says, even though he then questions it a little. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. This is the Chazon Ish in his First Deya and many others. The ode, they say, what's the basis of the heter? The basis of the heter is that rappers don't have korea. Rappers don't have korea. Is that the rapper is bottled to the food and there's no iser of korea. Korea is things that are in and of themselves important. Not if the rappers bought the food. They say that's like sifches, chos lo shel tamar megrogris. It's like sifches, right? You're allowed to rip open these like packages that your food comes in, like sifches and like klipa shel egos. I know klipa shel egos is not a shayla of korea, but just like it's not because you're so sad or break the klipa shel egos. It's not, meaning, something that's just the wrapper of the food, it's not shayach to talk about, it's not shayach to talk about korea for. Interestingly, there's a Chazon Yecheskel who says a little differently. Chazon Yecheskel in the 17th parable of the Tosefta and Shabbos says, no, it's not because of the food, it's because it becomes part of the barrel. And since barrels don't have an isser of korea, so anything that's bottles in the barrel doesn't have an isser of korea. Okay, that's a chiddush. No one else says like that. He says it becomes part of the barrel. And therefore, there's always a korea on a barrel. But that's a chiddush. That's not mainstream. Mainstream is, it's like the wrapper of the food. It's like the food. Foods don't have korea. Right? Even if I would have a food and tear it, let's say I have shoe leather, I tear it, that's not korea. So likewise, the wrapper of foods don't have korea.
That's a chavish lema?
What?
It becomes a chavish lema then? I mean, it becomes one barrel then.
No. I assume not. I assume only when you this, and then you have to ask why. Ayin Shem. It's 17th parak of the Tosefta. Okay. The third data is the Chazon Ish in its second data.
This day, it's dafka food. What about forks?
So the simple shot is it's lav dafka food. It's like whatever's just a wrapper. I don't mean a real kli that you store things in. I don't mean a storage container. Storage container is its own clean. I mean a disposable wrapper. It's only there until you open it, and then it's garbage. Any, the simple shot, they seem to assume it's any wrapper. Right? What if you have the Shabbos toilet paper? It comes in a little plastic wrapper. So the same thing would apply. That's not tearing. That's just getting rid of the wrapper. The Chazanish in the second day, and the Igros Moshe seem to say this way. The long Igros Moshe is a little confusing. Chelik Aleph, 7 Kuf Chaf Beis, 7.122, about opening various packages. He seems to assume it's somehow they were makil. Because of Mekalkel. Okay, now we all know that we rejected the idea that all Mekalkels are Mutter. Right, so L'chor, what they mean is they're Mekal because of Mekalkel and other Svaras. Right, the Chazanish the second day says, well, because of my other Svaras, just like wrapper the food, and Mekalkel, they were Mekal. Where Moshe says, actually, they were Mekal and it's Mekalkel and it's Svaras Shabbos, and he's not clear if he throws in other Svaras. Also, it has something to do with the fact that you're Mekalkel. This is not the kind of tearing that was the real kind of tearing, even if it's not Almanas Litvar. We say your chayv is even if it's not almanas lit for l'maisa, but it's still metaking here in Mekalkel, and maybe there are other factors. They were mekel. Okay, the l'maisa. What does this mean? So says the Shmir Shabbos kehilchasa. He is very machmir when it comes to tearing. So when would this be applicable? According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's very pashut. There's tearing and there's non-tearing. Basically, you can rip anything not where it's glued, and you can't rip anything where it is glued. Shalom al Yisrael. Right? Now, he still might say, in some cases, if you're ripping it to a midam and yekes, it might be mechatech, but let's assume, just stop ripping. Stop ripping is always okay.
What's the source that gluing is in a tofer?
That is an interesting question. It's not, I don't think it's in the Gemara, if I recall correctly. The Rishonim assume that gluing is tofer is a double pashut. Okay, we'll have to see when we get there what the early source for that is, or we'll have to look it up. Yeah?
So previously, last year, at the end of last year, what we said about opening the tissue packages, so for to tear through the side of the package would be fine.
Okay, give me a second.
To open the
Give me a second. Okay, lemaisa, what does this mean? Lemaisa, there are, three opinions about this. Well, let's say, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's being lemaisa. Right? Lemaisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it should be mutter to tear anything. But not on the seam. Now again, we're not talking about fabrics here. Forget fabrics by now. We're talking about things that are not woven, right? Like paper and cardboard and leather and plastic. Mutter tear, anything but not on the seam.
The makor for being medavik is shimem yadal.
Hamedavik niyoros, which is a Rambam. Okay, the Rambam, probably the early smoker in a stop. Great, it's the Rambam in Perek Yud. Excellent. Okay. Now, how about according to the other shitas? The other shitas, it doesn't necessarily make a difference. The Shmir Shabbos also says, you know what? Better to tear not on the seam to chop the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right? But really, most of you don't hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. We hold there's a Hefter Be'etzem here. So one Shita is, and this is clearly what Rav Avadya holds. He holds, no. It's mutter to tear any disposable wrapper. What do you mean? Any disposable wrapper is mutter from Korea. Zeh, Shalom al Yisrael. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says the Chazon Ish, says only mutter to tear if you're not improving it. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, right? Because only if it's Mekalkel. And that's for Moshe also. Says Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, really, what's the getter of improving, meaning now you can access the potato chips. You didn't used to be able to access the potato chips. So as soon as the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, what's the gedder of when it's mutter to tear? 1 second. He says, I apologize. He says, Derakilkol shel yakma the krova over shaniya yuchal shamish lamatara kol shiv aflochil gmiyan. He says, number one, for sure. You know, sometimes I have this shayla where I had a kiddush on Shabbos. Now, there's also a shayla in Derek Eretz on this, but we're talking about my kid who was like 9 years old or something, so he's, you know, we're a little more makeful for him in Hilchos Derek Eretz. We're at a kiddush, and in the kiddush they had, they served like a bottle of soda, whatever, what have you, and in it had like some sort of like baseball card or something or whatever it was, right? Like in the wrapper, some sort of baseball card or whatever it was. So he wanted to know, could he tear it off to have the baseball card? So that is exactly what the, that's what explains the foot in the Sefer Shabbos says, that's already a baya, because that's not just makalkil to get, first of all, that wasn't the wrapper at all, right? It's in a plastic thing. The paper around it is just for decoration. You're not getting to the food. First of all, you're not tearing it to get to the food, so it's pashat aser. And even if you are taking it, even if you're a wrapper, you are tearing it to get to the food. But you are trying to tear it in a way that you can keep the baseball card. So no, that is a problem, because you are trying to be metakinet. And then he said, because you're trying to be metakinet. And not only that, 1 second,
Where's the card?
Let's say you have like a paper wrapper and you're like tearing it so that you don't rip the cards, that you get like a whole card out of it.
Well, like a package, they have an invoice to the plaque packet.
To do a yafa exactly the card itself? Or what if
even if you're just tearing it.
To save the whole side of the box?
To save the whole side, but you're tearing it carefully so as not to rip the card. You're tearing it so as not to rip the... So then what are you doing? You're tearing it so that you can use it later. So that it'll be good to use later. If you're tearing it, so it'll be good to use later.
Let's hold that thought for half a second.
Okay, give me half a second here. 1 second. Says, let's first start with the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Says the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he says no. Even... He says... What if the heterosk is a makalkel, you have to make sure you makalkel it, not that you're trying to use it for something. Even if the heterosk is the wrapper, that's only mutter if you're just trying to get rid of the wrapper to get to what's inside it. If you're trying to make something useful out of it, then he says you're not treating it as a wrapper, and that is a problem. So says the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he thinks, even if the heterosk is because it's like a wrapper, that's only if you're just trying to get to what's inside it without trying to improve it or to use it later in any way. If you're trying to use it later for a baseball card, then you're not treating it as just a wrapper. You're treating it as a baseball card that's going to last for a long time. Then, Taka, it's a problem. If you're trying to tear a special spout, let's say you're cutting the milk bag and making a special spout, you're not just treating it as a wrapper, you want to get to what's inside it. Then you would cut off the whole thing. You're treating it as a Pesach Yopet. And therefore, he says it would be Chashash of Korea, even besides the Shilos of Makib Patish and Bona. So therefore, only if you're not improving it and you intend to... to discard it when it's empty. Therefore, he says, if it's a baseball card, then that's a problem, because you're not going to discard it when it's empty. You're now it's it you're tearing it, it's on the way to becoming a permanent baseball card.
You're saying the card is part of the wrapper. Is that
yes, yes.
Because I was thinking the wrapper's around the card.
No, okay, I apologize. It's like sometimes, like, they're very cheap, they just print the card onto the wrapper, and then you have to cut it out. So he says here, basically only for tearing destructively. If you're tearing it in a way that you're going to use it for something later, if you're tearing it in a way you're going to save it for later, then it's not a wrapper. If you're tearing it in a way that you're making like a special spout and you're improving it, then it's not like just tearing a wrapper to get to what's inside it. Then it's like actually tearing for a constructive purpose. And that would be a problem. That's where you get three different days about tearing. Rav Avadya says, all tearing is mutter of disposable kalim. Something that's not disposable, I don't know, but all disposable kalim tearing is mutter. The Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa and the Chazan Ish say, no, it's only when they tear something destructively. But if you tear it constructively, it's usher. And the simple pshat seems to be that if you just found tear up in the top of something, that they consider that destructive. But if you tear it a specially useful way, that would be constructively. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that it just depends if it's tearing or not tearing.
Going back to that first conversation we had about opening things and keeping, storing something in the bag afterwards. So like if I open the potato chips bag in a way that I'm tearing it to get to it, but I'm doing it in a way that I'll be able to keep the half bag of potato chips that I'm intending eating, does that fall into this category of Shmir Shabbos and the Chazon Ish?
Meaning if I'm just opening the top of the potato chip bag so I can eat it little by little. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The simple pshat, the simple pshat in the Shmir Shabbos Halacha is that he's not machmer on that. Is that he thinks, no, that's considered just stam opening.
Why is that not?
And that's what I heard from Willie. Well, so he said opening a potato chip bag on top, that's considered, you're just ripping the potato chip bag. Oh, you can still hold potato chips in it being tiny. And you didn't rip it all the way. You ripped it part of the way. But you were fixing the bag by opening the potato chip bag. As opposed to, you know when you buy salt that has a little thing and you push it in that little thing and then all this, like you make a spout? That is, besides the question of making a kli, that is for sure tearing in a constructive way or back to the tissues. What happens if you have a tissue bag and you're out of tissues on Shabbos? So you'll have to rip open the tissue bag in like a destructive way. But you can't rip it on those little holes that makes a good Pesach for taking out the tissues. Because that's a chash of Korea, in addition to whether or not it's a chash of making a clean.
What's the difference with that in potato chips? That's Petach Yafa, you're opening it right on the seam, so you can wrap it up later.
No! You can wrap it up later. No, because the potato chip bag, you can wrap it up later no matter how you open it. It's just when you pull it, it pulls on the seams.
If you tear it straight down the front, there's no way you can close it again.
Okay, but you don't have to tear it directly there. You can tear it anywhere on top. As opposed to here, it's a special opening for taking out the tissues.
That's a special opening for opening the potato chip bag. It's sealed. It's, okay. it's
I hear the taina. I hear the taina. I hear the taina. I hear the taina. And
the potato chip bag has a more preservation.
I hear the taina. But, okay. Personally, at home, I don't open the tuna fish cans, even though it's just taking off the top, and I don't open the potato chips bags normally, even though it's just opening the top, because of that svara. But that is not my psak, my masorah from Ray Willig, and I think the pashup shot of the Shmir Shabbos is that if you just open the top of something, that can still be considered mekalkel, that's not considered a special Pesach. If you just open the top of something, you're just opening the top.
So if you open
that's still treating it as a wrapper. When you just open the top of something, you're treating it as a wrapper. Not as something useful.
So if you take a box of tissues and open it where they glued it shut, when you take that package of plastic, a whole tissue holder, and you unstick the envelope instead of tearing it, then that's okay?
Not according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, but according to the poskim, yes.
Isn't there a svara that in all the modern day packages that just opening it to the stuff that's inside is no problem?
In a chanami, that's exactly the svara that we had on the board here that we number two. That's what it's called. Just opening for it to the side is no problem. Why? Because it's just a wrapper. It's not chashivas of Korea to just get what's inside. It's only chashivas of Korea to improve if the thing itself is significant. Not if you're just getting at what's inside. That's exactly the svara number two.
So
but the Shmir Shabbos Halacha says that's only true if you're just opening it to get what's inside. Not if you're opening it to like make it more useful than it used to be.
So then I wasn't clear on what I said. There's a svara that in today's packaging, anything that has to do with what's inside, since the package is not going to be reused for anything that's inside, other than what's inside, that there's no problem.
That's what we have right here. Any disposable wrapper is mutter.
No. Said it, but in other words, the Shmir Shabbos Kachas does not accept that principle. Is that what he's saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He calls that a kli, making a kli, even though the thing was used only because now it's open. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kachas says. Because it's open and it's, whatever you said, it's easy or whatever. In other words, he doesn't accept by definition the fact that in today's packaging, if you're only going to use it for the thing that's in it, that it's muchlat, that it's mutar. Shmir Shabbos Kochas does not accept.
No, if you're making a Pesach Yofer, if you're making a special opening, then he's machmir. So is my Rabbi Rabbi Willi.
Was the making a kli?
Because making a kli and or korea.
Do you know offhand where this is in Shmir Shabbos?
Yeah, one place is, he says, in the end of, in the middle of Siv Gimel, he says, it's only mutter if you're potech kitzur kazot she'im miskavin lasos pesach yofel l'shimush, if you're not trying to make a good opening. The middle of Sif Gimel. This is all in Perek Tes. And then he says that in Yud Gimel, he says, only if you tear derech kilko, that you're not makbid to tear it in a special way that is good for something.
Is the new one? Or
the new one.
Then you get back to what I asked 3/4 of an hour ago. Why is, what's the Shaykh Korea that you have in this?
Because an application is Korea.
What does that mean? That's just the words. But where's the East? Where's
the Makar? Oh, but you said Shmir Shabbos Kochas does bring down in footnote Yud Beis, I believe, that he, Shlomo Zalman said, after all, things that, there are many acronym right, things that it's not the derech to re-sew are not called Korea. And that's a sad l'hakel. And I feel like to say maybe Korea isn't shy to any packages because we never re-sew them.
They're not sewn in the first place.
Right. No, but if you assume, unlike Shmir Shabbos Kochas, that tearing leather is Korea because someone, whether or not you plan to, tearing leather is Korea if you do it constructively. Another sad l'hakel, sorry, what did Zeb say before? He says, even if you say, like most poskim, that Korea's chayav, even Shalom Anas Litvor, has to be something which is shayav to be tofer. So I said, you're right. The Shmir Shabbos Kochas brings us down to the Tzad L'Hakel. He says, maybe there's no Korea here because there's no Korea in something which is, people don't usually sew. But not everyone agrees to that. That's not a Svarim Uchrachas. So that is a Tzad L'Hakel. There's no Korea in things which are not usually sewn. And when you rip packages, no one usually sews them or staples them or glues them or any other type of tefira. But not everyone agrees that far.
Where does it come from in the first place? The thing that there should be anything of Korea.
There's one of the 39 of the law is tearing, Korea. You have to tell me where it comes from that tearing is not Korea.
Because Korea comes after Tofer, and Korea manat litpor, so by definition, you're talking about something that is shat fira. That's the makar. Anybody who wants to say different than that, the proof is on him.
Okay.
Korea itself is not an Av Malacha.
Tzarki, and he quotes here the Makar, but there's the Avni Nezer. It's an Avni Nezer.
There's no Av Malacha of Korea.
Okay, I hear there's an Avni Nezer, someone 186, who says there's no Korea in things which, meaning there is Korea even if you happen to not sew it back. But if it's something which, but there's no Korea if it's not the Derech to sew it. In Echnami, that's an Avni Nezer, but not everyone agrees with that Avni Nezer. Oh, it says right here, Korea Almanas Litvor Shnei Tefiros, which is Zev's Mukher. Okay, so Yesain Zev says the whole thing is a big Chomer because the Avni Nezer is right. Korea, that it's not things that people are, that normal people would re-sew, is Mufra from Korea. Okay, Tanara, not everyone agrees.
But you're using
No, no, no. Well, most posts can say, even if you're not going to re-sew it. But the chiddush, but the question is, what if, now that you're not going to re-sew it, no one ever re-sews it. Right? Think of a tissue bag. You open the tissue bag. No one ever glues it back together or sews it back together. So that's what Zev is pointing out. Things which, it's not the derech of people. It's not materials that are useful for re-sewing. As opposed to leather and fabric, which it's useful to re-sew them. One of the things that's not useful to re-sew them, no one would ever re-sew them. Okay, Yesh Ayin, we'll leave it for now.
The Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't even paskin according to his own Sora.
What do you mean?
You said Rav Shlomo Zalman is the number two, but you took the Shmir for the halal of Ramah.
No, what I said is, the Shmir Shabbos, what's his Kiddush?
He says, right, you're saying Shmir Shabbat. Okay.
Even for two, if you intend some improvement then the wrapper has more chashivas.
And he's speaking for Rav Shlomo Zalman as well?
It sounds like it.
What
What's that about regarding cereal packages? First you have the box, and then you have the bag inside. So you said that with regard to potato chips bags, I'm assuming that cereal bags are the same. You said that some people are annoying to be not here, so what would be the most difficult way to do that, and what do you do about the box?
So, if you're the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's very easy. Just don't open anything where it's glued, just open it where it's not glued. Right? Mainstream would say, you mean yesh l'ayin kriya on cardboard, on hard cardboard. I know Hanami, although I think a lot of modern day achronim are machmer, because it's sort of in between, right? Anyway, l'maisa, what I'd say is this. According to Ravadia, push it, you can open it however you want. According to Shmir Shabbos Gachasa, it sounds like you can open it the normal way. Because the normal way is a destructive opening. Yeah. And those Israelis eat them too. I hear what you're saying. So it's nearer that just opening the glue is like just opening the glue. Pashtus is like, what? So he doesn't discuss cereal boxes here specifically. No, he's saying when you tear open the top of the cereal box, it's not just like opening the top. Now you have like a good whole system for closing it. Especially the ones you tear apart, right? So maybe, you're saying it's like the tissue box.
Yeah, why should it be more makeup?
Let's see. How do you say cereal? Does he? I don't know, maybe he doesn't know people who eat cereal. Let's see. Right, so he is very machmer in all of these things. Less clear. Okay, that is a good question. It would seem to be a big makom le hachmir on that, right? Because you're not just stop opening it to get to what's inside. You're opening it in order to make it a whole system that works well for opening and closing with a whole tab. So it seemed to be a big problem. I mean, the inside bag of the cereal box, I think, is like mutter, really, according to everyone. Like, whenever everyone knows, you ever, that inside bag? It never opens neatly anyway.
Does the box or the bag inside?
Does anyone have a Riviyat? Yeah, it would seem to be Misvara that it would be a problem. I didn't write down if I asked Mary Willig about that.
I opened the bag next to
it. What?
You just pull it apart at the corner, at the top.
I could never succeed. Really?
You can throw it open, you pour it in.
Yeah, no. It probably just depends. I don't know how much the Yatta Shemaya you have.
It would make a difference
between
the chips and the cereal?
Right, no. Bechorah, that would be Hanuach. But the box. Right, so for sure, let's forget about the bag. The box is really more. What?
How do you open the bag if you're not wearing bags?
If what?
If you're not wearing bags, how do you.
I mean, if you won't open potato chip bags, how do you open cereal bags?
How do you open the potato chip bag for
them? You just open like the side. Where it's really all no good for anything. If you want to be the most machmir is just to destroy the bag and make it garbage so that you can't even keep things there.
Can you be machalik between a little bag and a big bag? Meaning a little bag, there's no meaning. You finish at once, and a big bag, of cereal, you keep cereal for a long time. So it is. So there is. You do want it to be a long time. A little bag of chips. Everybody finishes a little bag of chips in one.
Yeah, Yesh makom lezeh. Yesh makom lezeh for sure. Anyway, lemaisa, yeah. And I think maybe that's what the Orach Shabbos would assume. What does he say here? He says that... Ah, here we are. He says that. That's what he says here. He says that. He doesn't say what to do with potato chip bags. But he's definitely machmer in the cereal boxes.
Yeah.
You could use the Mr. Brewer's cooler if you have a lot of guests. Meaning if the box of cereal is going to be finished.
Are you serving cereal to your guests?
No, I'm saying if it's a Matthias where there's a lot of people that think it's gonna be finished. Just like Mr. Bruce Kula about there's no how I mean that this is gonna be reused again. And it's gonna be finished.
Yeah, that would be the same as your question of the small potato chip bag. Okay. Lemaisa, here we have a bunch of different deos about opening bags. Well, I wish he had potato chip bags. Let's see. Does he have potato chip bags?
Cereal boxes, but everyone else is not there, or you just don't know about the others?
No, Rubiat apparently is also machmer. Okay, we'll have to check in Chazer next time. Okay, but Lechora, that would be a problem with cereal boxes. Oh, then what would you have to do? You'd have to rip the cereal boxes. What are you doing with cereal boxes?
Even though it's an enemy's covenant, you're not opening tomato. It just happens to be that way. You're opening to get into it, but I guess just because it's that way.
Right. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasa doesn't discuss cereal boxes specifically. That's what I. It's not 100% clear if he's more macro in cereal boxes than other things.
I think all of the Heimish cereals, they don't come in a box and a bag. They just come in a bag.
That's to save money. Yeah, that's the same
thing. 30 years ago, they had these cheesy bags, and that was, these crummy bags. But Israel didn't eat cereal.
Okay, new. All right.
If you tear off one of the flaps altogether, then you...
Right, in a chanami. What? No, that doesn't change cereal.
In the box.
What?
In the box.
If you poke a hole in the bottle of the cereal box, it's not ruined at all.
The
then you might as well just cut off the top. Same thing. Same
stuff.
What? If you cut off the top, that's if you cut off the top, pashtus. That's like the that since you're not intending to reuse it, and you're not opening it in any especially useful form, so that's the heter of destroying a kli. That's what?
You are. Meaning you want, it's easier to store when it's in a box. Uh-huh. You don't need it for freshness, the bag is for freshness. The whole, the box is just easier.
No, that's just like you're holding things. I mean, you're taking out little by little. That's the Chazon Ish was makir. If you're taking out little by little, then we're makil. We say if you're taking out little by little, we assume that's motor. That's not considered making a Pesach. If you make a Pesach just to be able to take it out little by little, which is the case here, who cares if you're taking it out little by little directly from the box or from the bag inside the box? Then, as long as you're not using the box, that's okay. I understand exactly what you're saying. Let me think about that for 1 second. Simple pshat is yes. Simple pshat is yes.
Cutting with scissors is mutar?
Cutting with scissors is mutar if it's cutting in a mutar way, yes.
Meaning
it's not worse to use scissors. It's never worse to use scissors.
It's not, there's no klimi yuchadaka?
No.
So if you cut the top of the potato chip bag, then you're all good? Instead of pulling over, you just cut the top off?
Because that's, I'm pretty sure if you cut the potato chip bag like that, the whole thing's going to fall apart, and it's not really going to last anyway.
No, you don't think so.
Really?
Same difference.
If you cut it really nice, really neatly?
Just cut across this
one. Aha! So the Shmir Shabbos Chassid says that's better than the regular way, because then you chop the Shulchan Aruch Harav also. He says that's a good way to chop the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
But now you might cut closer to the designs and the letters.
Ah, okay. So let's just, so you have to see if you can or can't. Let's just end with one, okay, we didn't get terribly far. But one a very important machlokas between Rav Ovadia and the Ashkenazi Poskim. Says Shmir Shabbos Gachasa, if you tear anything, you have to be careful not to tear on the letters. You can't tear the letters, right? Or he says pictures. You can't tear pictures either, because tearing pictures is also mochik.
Why is it mochik?
Because why is the whole thing? Now you're going to start discussing the whole concept of mochik.
No, I'm not going to start discussing the whole concept of mochik. I'm just going to point out that the poskim assume you could debate whether they're right or wrong. The poskim assume that tearing letters in half is mochik. It's not so pashut. You might have said only erasing them is mochik. The poskim assume that tearing letters in half is mochik. Therefore, says the Shmir Shabbos Gochasan, the most poskim, you can't tear on the letters. Oh, how do you tear if you can't tear on the letters? So tear not on the letters. Or tear in a way that might or might not tear the letters, because then it's a Dorshe Emes Kavan, as long as it's not a segregation, won't tear. So you don't have to tear in a way that Vade won't rip the letters. You only have to tear in a way that Suffolk won't rip the letters. And then it's Dorshe Emes Kavan and Mutter.
Like, don't look, just like
that. No, you have to have a reasonable Suffolk. But it, meaning, it has to be like two ways that it could go through the letters or not. If it's Vade can go through the letters, then not looking doesn't help. But Rav Ovadia says it's Mutter to tear through the letters. Why? Because it's Mochek Shalom Anas Lichtov, Drabanan. And it's not Derech Mechika Bekach, that's not the normal Derech Mechika, so that's another Drabanan. And it's Mekalkel, a third Drabanan. And it's a Psikration Lo Nichalei. Psikration Lo Nichalei, three Drabanans. He says, no problem, Heter Gomer. Rav Ovadia says, no need to worry about the letters whatsoever. This is always tricky. We see in the Mishnah Berurah, like, do you rely on this Psikration Lo Nichalei with two Drabanans or three Drabanans or not? Can I add that the standard minhag olam of the Ashkenazim is to be machmer and tearing the letters, even though Rav Ovadia has a good svara? But lemaisa, there are those who say that if you're really stuck, then since really Rav Ovadia's right, then if you're stuck, you can be makel. Halach lemaisa, it seems that there's room me'ikar din to be makel on tearing the letters. Because it's a psikration ol nichalei by makalkel of a lav derech mechika bekach of a mochik shalom anas lechtov, even if we assume that it's shayach to mechika in the first place, which is a chiddush. And therefore, if one is really stuck, there's room to be makel. If people do it, you don't have to berate them. But the end for Sfardim, mechila, who follow Rav Ovadia. But for the rest of us here who are Ashkenazim, don't normally follow Rav Ovadia, so l'chachila, once we mark it, to tear not on the letters, or at least to tear in a way where you have an honest suffix, whether it'll tear the letters or not. But l'maisa, there really seems to be room to be makel. Okay, we'll have to continue Amir Tzashem on. What we'll do on Tuesday is, how many sifrim do we have left? We'll definitely finish Simen Shin Yadalid. We'll finish Simen Shin Yadalid Amir Tzashem on Tuesday. We'll try to start Simen Shin Tesvav as well, depending on how many questions there are. And then, just one word of planning. The first day of the next month is a Sunday, so we're going to have Shir the first day of the next month on Sunday, so we have to prepare on Wednesday, Thursday, for Shir on Sunday of the next month.
Is it in the Maimon Kol?
Continuing.